From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading Houston Run, Book 12 in the End World series by David Robbins. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. A bright red pinpoint of light appeared in the center of the Clark Model 2001 computer, the navigational console for the Kleinkraft hoverjet. 100 miles in closing, AS-1 announced. He occupied the middle seat in front of the control console, his 7-foot frame erect in his chair, his blue orbs scanning the digital display above the red light. "Ready for target identification and isolation," IM-97 declared from his cushioned green seat. In the contoured chair to the left, OV-3 flicked a silver toggle switch on the large console, and a square screen before him brightened. His right hand moved across a bank of typing keys below the 7-inch-wide screen, his fingers stabbing individual letters with astonishing rapidity. "Activated," flashed onto the screen in black block letters. OV-3 typed his request into the computer. As a last-minute addition to the retrieval crew, he wanted to review the target data once again. "Subject, Blade," the clerk responded at the top of the screen, and immediately the display filled with the subject's background and peripheral data. OV-3 scanned the material. "Blade is the current head of the Warriors, the elite combat unit responsible for the security of the home and the preservation of the family. Correlation, see family and home. He is believed to be responsible for terminating the Doctor. Intelligence also indicates Blade terminated Samuel II. Recent activities include confrontations with the Technics in Chicago and the Soviets in Philadelphia. This subject is considered to be extremely dangerous. While all the Warriors are known to be skilled, many have specialized in certain weapons. Blade is an expert with knives, particularly the large type referred to as the Bowie knife. He invariably carries 2 such knives, in addition to whatever other arms he might require for missions outside the home. Intelligence has confirmed his use of a commando arms carbine on several occasions. Physical characteristics. Intelligence has not acquired a photograph, and the following is based on personal descriptions. Height, approaching 7 feet. Weight, estimated between 220 and 260. Build, exceptionally strong biological organism. Described as all muscle from head to toe by one witness. Hair, dark, worn medium length. Eyes, gray. Distinguishing marks, none known. Marital status, married to family member named Jenny. One son, Gabriel. End of report. OV-3 pursed his thin lips. The file on Blade was unusually thin. His hands raced over the keys, accessing the correlative material. Subject, Family. The family resides in a walled compound in northwestern Minnesota. Correlation, see home. Androxia has not established diplomatic relations with the family. Evolutionary scale rating, 4. Industry, none. The family's economy is broadly communal. Stewardship is vested in the oldest members, designated as elders. These elders are responsible for the family's educational system and for formulating formal family policy. One family member is chosen as leader of the entire family. Exact family membership is unknown, but intelligence believes that it is less than 100. Children are reared in close-knit family units. The family is socially primitive and scientifically ignorant. History. Little is known. Most members are believed to be the descendants of a survivalist group. Disposition. Primator has decreed their eventual subjugation and assimilation into the genetically controlled work pool once Androxia has assumed ascendancy. Rectification will be necessary. The family is known to believe in the fallacious concept of love and actively promotes belief in a non-existent spirit, source, and sustainer. End of report. OV-3 read the last section twice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?